Forrest looked around the room as if he had never been there before. He walked to the roll top and looked at the typewriter. "I guess he won't need a new ribbon after all," he said. "I guess not," Ray said, glancing at the cabinet behind the sofa. "There's a will there if you want to read it, signed yesterday."
"What does it say?"
"We split everything. I'm the executor."
"Of course you're the executor."
He walked behind the mahogany desk and gave a quick look at the piles of papers covering it.
9 years since I set foot in this house. Hard to believe, isn't it?"
"It is."
"I stopped by a few days after the election, told him how sorry I was that the voters had turned him out. Then I asked him for money. We had words."
"Come on, Forrest, not now." Stories of the war between Forrest and the judge could be told forever.
"Never did get that money,"
he mumbled as he opened a desk drawer.
"I guess we'll need to go through everything, won't we?"
"Yeah, but not now."
"You do it, Ray. You're the executor. You handle the dirty work."
"We need to call the funeral home.
I need a drink."
"No, Forrest, please.
Lay off, Ray. I'll have a drink any time I want a drink."
"That's been proven 1,000 times. Come on, I'll call the funeral home and we'll wait on the porch." A policeman arrived first, a young man with a shaved head who looked as though someone had interrupted his Sunday nap, and called him into action. He asked questions on the front porch, then viewed the body. Paperwork had to be done, and as they went through it, Ray fixed a pitcher of instant tea with heavy sugar.
"Cause of death?"
the policeman asked. "Cancer, heart disease, diabetes, old age," Ray said. He and Forrest were rocking gently in the swing.
"Is that enough?"
Forrest asked, like a true smartass. Any respect he might have once had for cops had long since been abandoned.
"Will you request an autopsy?"
"No," they said in unison. He finished the forms and took signatures from both Ray and Forrest. As he drove away, Ray said, "Word'll spread like wildfire now."
"Not in our lovely little town."
"Hard to believe, isn't it? Folks actually gossip around here."
"I've kept them busy for 20 years.
"Indeed you have." They were shoulder to shoulder, both holding empty glasses.
"So what's in the estate?" Forrest finally asked.
"You want to see the will?"
"No, just tell me."
He listed his assets, the house, furniture, car, books, $6,000 in the bank.
"Is that all?"
"That's all he mentioned," Ray said, avoiding the lie.
"Surely there's more money than that around here," Forrest said, ready to start looking.
"I guess he gave it all away," Ray said calmly.
"What about estate retirement?"
"He cashed out when he lost the election. A huge blunder. Cost him tens of thousands of dollars. I'm assuming he gave everything else away."
"You're not going to screw me, are you, Ray?"
"Come on, Forrest. There's nothing to fight over."
"Any debts?"
"He said he had none."
"Nothing else?"
"You can read the will if you want."
"Not now."
"He signed it yesterday."
"You think he planned everything?"
"Sure looks like it." A black hearse from McGargle's funeral home rolled to a stop in front of Maple Run, then turned slowly into the drive. Forrest leaned forward, elbows on knees, face in hand, and began crying.